my collaborators, Landon Schnabel and Lauren Apgar, and I were really interested in understanding how does the public think about the denial of service to same-sex couples. We've heard so many different claims about what the denial of service means. We've heard the claim that denial of service is about protection of religious liberty. And we were really interested in finding out to what extent is that true. We also were interested in understanding whether or not people's views about denial of service is about individual businesses, or does it extend to corporations as well? Because the Supreme Court had a case involving Hobby Lobby that indicated that corporations, or what's known as closely held corporations, could have the same rights as individuals and deny things to different people. Finally, we were interested in whether or not people make a clear distinction between people's attitudes regarding denial of service to same-sex couples versus other groups. And we thought the obvious comparison would be interracial couples.
And why would that be an obvious comparison?
Just a couple of weeks ago, the Supreme Court was hearing a case about a denial of service, in particular denial of service by a bakery to a same-sex couple. And in the discussion in the Supreme Court, people from both sides of the argument were bringing up the question of interracial couples. One side was saying interracial couples, if they shouldn't be denied service, well then same-sex couples should be treated exactly the same way. The other side said no, there are qualitative differences between the two groups. One reason people make this comparison is if we just go back 50 years ago, interracial couples were denied the same types of marital rights the same-sex couples were denied until just 2 years ago.
And can you talk about some of the findings of your study? We've talked briefly about what it is that your study was looking for. What did you end up discovering?
We first discovered that Americans do not distinguish between religious reasons and not religious reasons for denial of service. So when we gave a case in which someone denied service, a photographer denied service to a same-sex couple and said, I am doing this because I'm religious and I don't approve of same-sex marriage, people's responses to that question were no different than if the photographer said, I am not religious and I do not approve. Or in other words, despite the claims of many people that this is about religious, quote, freedom, people who believe you should deny service regardless of whether it's for religious reasons or not. This tells us that at least in the public's view, the debate about denial of service is not about religious liberty or religious freedom. A second finding is that people do distinguish between a self-employed photographer who says he's not going to give service versus a closely held corporation or a chain that says it's not going to deny service. In other words, even though the Supreme Court in certain cases have equated corporations or closely held corporations with persons, the American public does not. The third pattern, and we found this pattern to be really surprising, is that people's support for denial of service is greater for gay couples than for interracial couples. Now, that is not a surprising finding. But the surprising finding for us was across all the different types of scenarios we gave, 40% of Americans, that is close to two-fifths of Americans, said it is okay for a photographer to deny service to interracial couples, a protected class. What it does tell us is that the reasons that the public believes you should deny service has nothing to do with the legal claims that have been given regarding denial of service. Many people have made the argument that denial of service is about religious freedom. Our findings indicate that has nothing to do with the public view. Many people say that the denial of service by a photographer or a baker is about, denial of freedom of expression, or freedom of artistic expression, or freedom of speech. The people in our sample almost never said anything like that. So one thing that our findings tell us is that how the public thinks about these issues, it has nothing to do with the types of arguments that have been used legally to justify the denial of service. That's one key point that I think is very important. The other point is it is surprising that so many people do believe you can deny service. It's about evenly split regarding same-sex couples. 53% say you can, 47% say you cannot. I don't think it's necessarily a sign of prejudicial attitudes. In fact, the sample, which is of 2,000 of Americans, a sample representing all different spheres of American lives, 60% of the sample was in favor of same-sex marriage. And I think that's really important. These were people who were not prejudiced in terms of their views about same-sex marriage, but they do believe that at least half of them believe that you can deny service. The reason why people often say you can deny service boils down to this general idea of libertarianism, that American businesses should be able to do what it wants. That in fact, the word that they kept on using, and this is a word that has kept on popping up, was the word anyone. You can deny service to anyone. In contrast, the people who say you can't deny service instead use the word everyone. To them, you need to treat everyone in the same fair manner. Another pattern that we found really surprising in terms of people's justifications is, and this was especially true among the people who said the person can deny service, but the respondent also believed was in favor of same-sex marriage. They often would say that what the photographer was doing was repugnant, and often people use different language that was much more colorful than that. But they said he has the right to deny service, but in turn, people have the right to boycott the photographer. They have a right to tell other people, do not go to the photographer. In other words, for many people, the idea was that that photographers and other businesses that do discriminatory practices ultimately are going to lose out. And it's this view that in a market economy, discriminatory practices are not profitable and people then will stop. Now, I think that's a very optimistic and naive view, and most research does not suggest that view is accurate, but it seems to be a key view of many Americans.
Dr. Powell, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.